from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We'll get to a Friday four-pack momentarily. Real quick, Keith.
Yes.
37937. Yep. No Keith's keys to Pat's Bengals? Boo! Boo, I say.
I know.
I think we were planning on doing it.
Yeah.
I think most weeks we're going to do it. I think right. Today specifically.
It's jam-packed.
Very
Drew
much
Bledsoe,
jam-packed.
Lou Maloney.
Drew Bledsoe, yeah. Lou Maloney.
We had somebody. Oh, Mike Onwenu.
Yeah, it was a lot. But I think.
All right, so next week, then, back by popular demand. That's what we also need to do. We're like, just kind of tease. Like, what would it sound like without it? People are like, we need to have it.
Well, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Yeah.
And I think that texture and now.
Who was
probably,
that, Cinderella?
Probably many others. Is that, was that the
band?
Was that the band?
Don't know what you got till it's gone.
Yeah, thumbs up from Billy. That was Cinderella?
They kicked ass, didn't they?
Yeah, I love it because it was one of the first times me and Nick always talk about it when South Park started using real music.
Yeah.
It cued in right after Wendy dumped Stan.
I didn't even know that was on a South Park episode. I think it was in one of those like every bad boy has his soft side, like one of those like CD,
2 a.m. Yeah, 2 for $19.99.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
good. A lot of ballads.
They'd hit you through like all the ballads.
Poison, yeah. Rat. They all had one.
Yeah.
I'm the one who wants to be with you.
Yeah.
Amazing song.
Yeah. Mr. Big.
Yeah.
We'll cut to Stan sitting on the curb in the rain.
Yeah.
Bumming out. He might have been on the bridge, just in there.
It's so true, too.
Yeah, really
it's
don't.
So true.
That's why I said it. Yeah, because it's about keys. Yeah,
this guy knows what he's talking about.
Yeah,
this guy's been through some stuff. You hear this? Right? This guy's been through a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
he took a lot of things for granted.
Is that New Hampshire?
Yeah,
no, that's New Hampshire flex.
Granite State, baby.
Yeah,
you got more granite than any state per capita.
Yeah, it is tax free. Mm-hmm. Live free or die.
Yeah.
I'd hate to throw the old man of the mount. The late.
Don't dare,
old man of the
don't
mountain.
Dare. We're just getting over that. We're just getting over that. The state mascot,
that crumbly old fossil.
It did fall.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah, real hard.
I'm lucky enough to have seen it when it was up there.
Yeah.
I can tell my kids about it one day.
Yeah, well, hey, there's some rocks up there that
kind of looks
like a man.
If you squinted at it, kind of looked like a face.
Now we just have to enjoy it on quarters.
That's right. It is on,
state pride. Nice. What do we got in the four-pack, Lanny?
Four-pack.
All right, first question. If you could take one player off the Bengals and put them on the Patriots, who would it be?
Okay, I mean, can I say Burrow? Am I allowed to
say
Joe Burrow?
You can say whatever you want. I mean, it's pretty open-ended.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I know I can answer it however I want, but is it blasphemous to be like, I like Drake May, but I want Burrow more?
Mm.
Burrow, to me, and I feel like it's the most obvious answer possible, if you could have a stud quarterback like that, injury-prone, and who knows where ultimately things are going with that team, that organization, him, but I'd take Joe Burrow, plug him in on this team, and figure everything else out. The receivers would be great.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Drake May with a weapon or two, but put me down for Joe Burrow.
Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase gives you like a little bit of pause, but no, it would be Burrow. There's probably only 5 or 6 quarterbacks, even though there's a lot of them better than Drake May as of this moment, but there's probably only 5 or 6 that would be no-brainers, like get this guy in here and then figure it out from there, and Burrow's one of them. So I would definitely take Joe Burrow. You know, it's funny, though. Like, last year, if you asked the same question week in and week out and you were comparing the opponent's quarterback to Mac Jones or Bailey Zappi, you would just take the opponent's quarterback.
Every week.
Like, almost every week.
Yeah.
So you'd almost have to be like, besides quarterback, who would you want? So, to me, it's Burrow. I would give consideration to Chase, just because I think a guy like that, a top five wide receiver, can also elevate the play of any quarterback and one specifically like Drake May.
Well, and I agree. Last year, it would have been quarterback every week. But this year, it's like you got to think about fitting in around Drake May.
Yeah.
This is a quarterback good enough where I'm like, I'm taking Burrow either way. Or did you go receiver, Lanny, or are you going...
What, for a job? Burrow. Who I'd want? Or it'd be Burrow.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the safest.
It's a three for three. Functional quarterback.
Okay. Yeah.
Ted Karras didn't make the list. Orlando Brown didn't make the list.
Teddy Karras, good.
Bring back Trent Brown.
Big Trent Brown.
Yeah.
Big Trent Brown revenge game incoming.
Huge. Trent Brown.
Every game Trent Brown plays is huge.
If the game were here in New England, he could seek his revenge on the restroom. As you remember, he was a man who took his time in there.
Missed a lot of meetings because of...
Correct.
Yeah.
Real revenge would be just a thing.
Taking advantage of your downtime. A lot of people do it.
That's
it. You know, go on your phone, pay some bills.
You
don't understand how much time would come off going to the bathroom if you just left the phone in the other room.
You ever try that?
Making bets till my leg goes
numb. Lost.
Yeah. No phone in there? Yeah. Like, what on earth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this, the 1970s? What
am I shampoo?
Like a car with no GPS.
Yeah. I start scribbling on the walls.
Is this toilet paper really 1,000 pieces?
Yeah, just counting it. You go crazy in there.
All right, next one. What Bengals jersey, past or present, would you want?
So you sort of tipped your hand earlier in the show, and I think it might be the same person.
That's wild.
Yeah, well, I typically skew wide out or corner.
Okay.
Now, there are exceptions to every rule, but are you thinking who I'm thinking?
You want to say it on three?
Yeah, I do.
One, two, three.
Carl Pickens.
Yeah.
Carl Pickens!
Carl Pickens, two-time Pro Bowler. I was looking him up last night.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, you would
think
more.
That's a little
light. I think he was a Bengal, and I think they were a little biased against him. I like Jeff Blake. I was a Jeff Blake guy, so I thought about Jeff Blake.
Jeff Blake could spin it.
Not as productive of a career as I remembered for Jeff Blake. Love me some Carl Pickens. No. I could always go with a Pac-Man Jones jersey, too.
Like
I could use one of those, yeah.
I actually owned a Chad Johnson jersey back in the day.
An Ocho Cinco?
No, he was Chad Johnson then.
Got it.
Because he was really fun for a while.
Oh, yeah.
The Ocho Cinco thing went a bridge too far, and then he was awful here, and then whatever else. But there was a time where he was one of the guys. It was like him and T.O. would go back and forth with the touchdown celebrations when not a lot of guys were doing it. And he was really good. Like the Chad Johnson, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Rudy Johnson, Carson Palmer Bengals. Pretty fun.
Rudy Johnson, good one.
Rudy Johnson is a good one.
Carl Pickens, back-to-back years, 99 and 100 catches.
It's pretty good.
1234, 1180, 17 touchdowns, led the league.
Wow.
In 95.
It's a big Carl Pickens.
And a 12 touchdown seed. He had like a three-year peak.
Chris Berman will call him Carl Slim Pickens. No,
I didn't recall that.
I think he did. Everyone said they'd mix in a Bengal highlight, and he'd be Carl Slim Pickens.
Nice. He'd throw it up to him.
No Icky Woods?
Well, Lanny.
Icky Shuffle? Lanny?
Icky Woods is the obvious choice. Yeah. I'm going with another running back. I'm going with clock killing Corey Dillon.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Good one.
Ooh, nice one.
Good one.
Double. You could get a half Patriot, half Bengal one.
Nick, you got a Bengal jersey?
I would go TJ Houshmandzadeh. Yeah. I just like the idea of having the name go all the way around the back of the jersey.
That is nice.
Like Salt of Lamont font.
Yeah. It is. A lengthy name. Ocho and Houshmandzadeh, college teammates.
Yes, they were. Oregon State.
Yeah, Dennis Harrison.
A couple of Beavers.
Yes, indeed. Okay, those are good jerseys. Were they?
They got all those guys in the same draft. It was like Ocho. It was Rudy Johnson. It was Justin Smith was their first round pick. Missouri D end.
It went to the Niners.
And Houshmandzadeh was like a seventh rounder.
No John Kitna jerseys.
No, not for me.
Okay.
It's going to be no for me. Boomer? You got Boomer Esiason.
That'd be a good one. Booms. Good. Yeah.
Booms. What do you got, Booms?
Nah, number three, can Cincinnati win the Super Bowl this year?
I say yes. They're not my pick for it. But I think, you know, there's a certain group. Now, we did Tier Tuesday before the year began, and I think you can open it up. Even though the Chiefs are the favorite, the Niners are right there as far as favorites. It is football. Like, you can open it up to more teams than, like, you know, basketball can, at least now. I think the Bengals are on that list. If Burrow is truly healthy, and if Ja'Marr Chase figures out this contract, which seems like they're going to.
It does.
They're on the short list, yes.
He, by the way, not to detour this, and my answer would be yes as well, but he also said there was a report that came out he wants a penny more than Justin Jefferson.
That's pretty funny.
He said, if I'm going to beat Justin Jefferson, it's going to be by a lot more than a penny.
Okay.
So we'll see where that goes.
That's a ton of money. I don't know if the Bengals can literally afford to pay him more than Justin Jefferson.
No. Also, a guy from the 207 in the Twitch chat, a lot of love for Andy Dalton, the Red Rifle.
Forgot about Andy Dalton.
I did too.
He had a good run there.
A lot of playoff appearances and losses.
A lot of losses.
But they were there.
Yeah.
Can't take that away from him. Yeah, can Cincinnati win? Yes.
Yeah.
I had them. I'm with you. We did Tier Tuesday last week. I had them on that second tier, whatever that was for Oasis. I don't even remember anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of blurry.
But to me, I'm a little down on how they're going to start.
That's a puddle of mud.
And I'm a little down on the Bengals this year compared to years past. Like, I don't know that I feel like they are the same team they were 2 and 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But right now, how many teams can win? Not a ton of them. They're on the list. Sure. I say definitely. They can win. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Michael, question four. We got, where does Chase and Higgins rank amongst wide receiver duos in the NFL?
All right. So we always rank, like... quarterbacks, we always rank even wide receivers individually, but duos, I have them second.
Okay, who's first?
I have Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle as the best wide receiver duo.
Okay, I think I would take this one over it.
Really?
I think so.
You're not a big Waddle guy.
Well, that's what it is. Is it Higgins or Waddle? Who would I rather have? I think I'd lean Higgins on that one.
Okay.
Because
Hill and Chase?
Well, Hill is better, but okay. But I just think you're talking about two top five receivers. I think the margin there is a little different. I think I'd lean... the Bengals won over Miami. The other one I thought of was Houston. And they have three. But I like that Nico Collins, Tank
Dell
combo.
Oh, I didn't have them in my top five.
How dare you? Who else?
Right, so yeah. I also had Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel.
That's a good one.
Third.
Yep.
I had A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, fourth.
Good one.
And I had Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, fifth.
Yeah, so maybe mine shouldn't have been as high as it is.
I
think those two could be on the Rams level, but the other ones are better. The Niners one's definitely better. Who's the other one you said?
The other one, Brown, Smith, and Coop.
Oh, yeah, and the Eagles, that's definitely better than the Texans, yeah.
I also, if they have another year in them, it's still Mike Evans, Chris Godwin in Tampa Bay. Evans is 1,000 yards falling out of bed.
I don't think Godwin has
another year.
I think Godwin kind of it fell off last year.
I know you guys kind of poo-pooed it a little the other day because you were like, Keenan Allen's hurt, but DJ Moore, Keenan Allen... is pretty good. Plus, they have Rome Odunze, so he might take one of their places.
Yeah, no, that if Odunze emerges, sure.
Yeah.
I love Keenan Allen. I didn't say he's hurt. I said he's looking a little thick.
The opposite of,
well, yes, a little bit of Big Mike going on. The opposite of Lamar Jackson.
Got it.
But yeah, he's got a heel injury possibly related to...
being thick.
Yeah, his fatness. Yes.
Walking around heavier than normal.
Yeah, correct.
He just needs like a little... all you need is like a little slide in your shoe. That helps you. He's got Osgood Slatters. You just put a little, figure that out with like a little lift.
So there you go. Trolls. Friday four pack. I like it.
That's good.
I should have put more thought in the wide receiver duos because yours were definitely better. I was giving.
No, but I think you can certainly make an argument that Chase and Higgins, if they're both on the field, which there's question marks certainly about Higgins now because he has hamstring injuries all the time, they could be the best. Higgins is still to me very much about potential, and he'll pop off with like an unbelievable catch or like a really good game. But, like, consistently, I don't know if he's as good as, like, either of the guys in San Francisco or, you know, maybe either of the guys in Miami. Like, I think he's closer to Waddle, and I might take Waddle. Waddle might be more of like a big play guy too. Maybe that weighs in on my thought process.
I like his dance.
Oh, the Waddle's great.
Good dance.
Touchdown celebration should factor in.
Yeah,
it definitely
true.
Should.
It's a good point.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.